This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group and will dive into life's big, small and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Kia ora. Welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today, we are here with me, Rain, and with Magda.
Hiya.
Which is pretty awesome. And we thought we'd kick it off with some, like, random facts about us. So, I was telling Magda before we came into the studio that my little toe on my right foot, like, sticks up. It sticks up quite a lot. On my left foot, it sticks up a little bit, but on my right foot, it's, like, basically pointing to the ceiling, which makes purchasing sandals really awkward. And when I was a kid, I did competitive gymnastics, and my coach kind of, like, would give me a hard time. She was great. We had a great relationship, but she'd be like, point your toes, Rain. All of them. Point all of your toes. And I'm like, I can't. Yeah. Anyway.
That's pretty funny. My random and interesting crazy fact about me is that one time I ate 9 apples in one sitting. I was really craving an apple, and then, you know, after the one, I was kind of craving like 8 more. So, yeah.
9. I mean, that's really impressive.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how I did it thinking about it now. There were some really good apples, and, you know, they're the ones that are really, like, watery and crispy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, yeah. They tasted so good.
Mm. That is excellent. Did you, like, eat the core, like, down to the core?
Pretty much. I tried to the best of my ability, not to waste any apple. Yeah.
Dude, 9. That's a record, I reckon.
Yeah.
And we both liked to collect bugs when we were small.
Yeah. Yeah, bugs were my favourite thing. I always used to have little bug catchers, and my favourite was praying mantises and also the daddy long legs. I kind of like spiders, even though a lot of people like really don't like them because they look scary, but they were cool.
I really like spiders as well, but my main, like, bug collection sort of bug that I was drawn to was cicadas. And I used to collect, like, live ones, and then I also used to collect, like, their shells when they kind of shed their shell.
I was always creeped out by the shells. I didn't mind the bug, but, like, seeing the shells just on a fence somewhere, just there, kind of, ooh.
They're kind of random, eh?
Yeah.
So cool. So, this week is Social Justice Week. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Sure thing. So, what is Social Justice Week? I'm sure we've all heard of it, but yeah, so this week, Te Wiki o Te Whai Tika, which is Social Justice Week in Māori, was established by the New Zealand Catholic Bishops Conference in 1997 as an ongoing commitment in the Catholic calendar to consider, reflect, and take action on a particular current social justice issue in the light of the Catholic social teachings. And Social Justice Week 2022, so this year, focuses on racism, the need to reject it in the church and in society, and to uphold the human dignity of every person, recognising that we are called to be one in Christ.
Very cool. Yeah, and it's a good week as well just to reflect on how we can support and love each other and what we can do in our community to help people who are maybe in need in some way.
Yeah.
So I think at Sacred Heart, you guys have a fundraiser for...
We do. We have a fundraiser coming up, Crazy Hair Thursday, in support of Wig Wednesday, which is supporting child cancer.
Awesome. So, yeah, Social Justice Week is a good week to kind of think about all those who are in need, as well as focus on a particular issue. And before we dive into the particular issue that we're focusing on, I thought maybe we could have a saint of the week who Saint Mother Teresa is very well known for service to those in need. Mm. And I actually have a recording where she's talking about holiness and service, so we'll just give that a listen.
Awesome.
God speaks in the silence of the heart, and we listen. And then we speak to God from the fullness of our heart. First we listen, God speaks, and then we speak and God listens. And that connection is prayer, is oneness with God. Fruit of prayer is deepening of faith. And the fruit of faith is love. And the fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. That's why we need to pray to have a clean heart. And if we have a clean heart, we can see God. And if we see God, naturally we begin to love one another. That means we see and we look, and then we give our hands to serve and our hearts to love. And that's the beginning of holiness.
I think it's incredibly cool that we have, you know, like actual audio recordings of Mother Teresa's voice.
Yeah, she's a magnificent role model and truly inspiring to people alike.
Yeah, absolutely. She was an incredible lady. And I think what I love about Mother Teresa as well is she basically focused on the little things every day, and over time that built up to this huge ministry that she had in service. Mm. But she said, you know, it all starts with like a decision to see other people as being like created in the image of God and as people who are Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing all the people around her as Jesus, and yeah. I think that's beautiful. Yeah. And if we can get that right, then our actions will follow.
Yeah.
If we get our heart right in that way.
And that's like it's the very heart of the Catholic social teachings, isn't it? Human dignity, and that we're all have intrinsic worth made in the image of God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very relevant.
Yes. Yeah, very relevant. And so, as you mentioned before, Caritas has chosen a particular theme for Social Justice Week this year, or particular focus, which is Wakaka horitia te kaikere kotahi anō tātou I roto I te karaiti. Say no to racism, we are one in Christ. And I think that really it's easy to get to know people or to become friends with someone who's like similar to you or has similar interests or likes similar music or does like the particular sport or activity that you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And so we tend to be drawn to people, building relationships with people who are quite similar to us, which makes sense. But often then there's like this, that can lead to the idea that other people are different and maybe that they're not as good. And I don't think that's something that people kind of consciously think.
Yeah.
But unconsciously, like underlying kind of their behaviour is like, I want to hang out with people who are like me.
Yeah.
And maybe are a little bit judgmental of people who are different or just a little bit uncertain or not as comfortable with difference. And Jesus kind of does that different. He hung out with people who were the, like, lepers, tax collectors, people of different races and cultures.
Yeah. One's considered the outcasts and the nobodies who didn't belong with the rest of society.
Yeah. And so this theme, Say No to Racism, is looking at kind of our biases and also social and structural biases and biases within the church, and going, you know, what would Jesus do in this situation, and what ways that we can proactively, like, change our own attitudes and change the attitudes of our structures or within our church to be more welcoming and accepting of difference and to embrace difference and be like, you know, this is actually way more beautiful when we have people of all different languages, cultures, and different ideas and different, I guess, ways that they want to worship all together. And
you'll find that there's something special in each way. Different people do different things, isn't there?
Yeah,
and, yeah,
absolutely.
As you said, when you're sharing that with each other and others, yeah, it's a very, you said, beautiful thing because you might find that something, you know, you've never seen or never tried before is actually something that, you know, you really enjoy or like sharing with that other person or culture or, you know, group.
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of broaden your
horizons around, like, yeah, I guess how you view other people's, what'd you say, just cultures and interests.
And I think that's really, like, really cool. And a little while ago I was at a youth ministry thing, and we were looking at different resources or different nights, and I came across this resource about that was basically saying, you know, like, when we're in heaven, all of the people who created in the image and likeness of God, so everybody, like, you'll be sitting around the table with everybody, and to you know, to think about that, and that, you know, there's no kind of us and them in heaven. And so we're trying to create the kingdom of heaven on earth. So there shouldn't be any us and them on earth either. When I was a teenager, I really liked this band Newsboys, which is still around, but they have a different lead singer now than they used to. And this is an oldie but a goodie from then. It's called He Reigns, and it's about this idea that we're all going to be one people in heaven.
Forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah. He reigns, it's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah. He reigns, let it rise above the four winds, caught up in the heavenly sound. Cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground. Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation, some were meant to persist. Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples,
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Oh, what a banger.
I love that song. I've never heard it, but I'll have to put it in my playlist.
Yeah, it's a goodie. It's a good one. I love it a lot. Magda, you've got a reading to share with us.
Yes, I do. So since we're talking about Social Justice Week and our theme, I thought of reading out the parable of the Good Samaritan, which is very relevant, and it's one of my favorite parables, and it has a really good message tied to it. So, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." "Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." And that's the parable of the Good Samaritan.
Yeah, and in it you see Jesus' attitude. He was a Jew, and culturally the Jews did not associate with the Samaritans. But you can see when Jesus is telling the story, his attitude towards people who are different. It's like you're required to treat them as you would want them to treat you, regardless of social cultural differences.
Yeah,
which is pretty incredible for the time, and also, I mean, it's still pretty radical now.
Yeah, it's incredible how something said so long ago is still needs to be prevalent today.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think the disciples, even those who were like closest to Jesus, really struggled with his willingness to dine with like tax collectors and talk to Samaritans, like the Samaritan woman at the well. And they were like, "What are you doing, Jesus?"
Yeah, it was so far outside their social standards of the time.
Absolutely. And yeah, I think still, as you said, still really relevant. We're still working on it. So this week we encourage you to reflect on that passage, and also reflect on where you might need to change your attitude, like examine your unconscious bias and ways that you think that as a church or as a school or as society we could change things to make sure that we're treating people equally and treating people well and with fairness. Yeah. We have another song for you, and this one is called Follow You by Leland. And I think it's kind of along this line that Jesus was clear in his behaviour towards people who were on the outskirts. And we're called to follow Jesus' model. And so we'll have a listen to this, Follow You by Leland.
Is dead.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And we've been talking a little bit today about Te Wiki o Te Whai Tika, Social Justice Week. And Magda, you've got some prayers to finish us off with.
Ah, yes. We have here the prayers of the faithful, and so we'll just take a little time to reflect and pray. We pray for Pope Francis, Bishop N, our priests and parish leaders, and for all who seek you in the community of the faithful. Equip us with compassion and courage to speak for those whose voices have been marginalized and to carry out your work of reconciliation in the world. We pray for our nation and all nations of the world, for peace and unity across barriers of language, color, and creed. We pray for elected and appointed leaders that they would work to free the oppressed and serve the common good. Unite the human family in bonds of love. We pray for this community, for our local leaders, our schools, workplaces, and our neighbours. Help us to see all people as you see them, your children equal in dignity and made in your image. Give us a spirit of hospitality, especially towards those different from ourselves. We pray for those in any kind of need or trouble, for those who suffer from racial discrimination and prejudice, for those who are disadvantaged because of historic and ongoing injustice, for those who are lonely, and those who have been marginalized because of the color of their skin. Awaken in us a spirit of compassion and humility as we seek and serve Christ in all people. Amen.
Amen. And that's us for the week. So join us next week on Monday from 4:30 till 5. Catch you then.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to The Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify and Apple Podcast.
If you want to know more about or get involved in our youth group, check out Illuminate Youth NP on Instagram. That's Illuminate with the number 8. The Catholic Parish of New Plymouth on Facebook. Or you can email youth@catholicparishnp.nz.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.